You're listening to Passion. This is a show about love and sex and all that stuff. And right now, we'll concentrate on the love part. It's Valentine's Day coming up on Sunday, so I don't know if you have anything planned. If you want to ask my advice as to what you can do, I could offer a few suggestions, I suppose, if you'd like. But I am giving you Valentine's presents. So everybody who calls into the show tonight is going to win something, whether it be... Actually, I've got a couple of great gift certificates, $20 gift certificates for Gourmet Privilège for... I mean, you can buy some great chocolates. They make beautiful chocolates, pastries, whatever your heart desires. I've got some books on sex and relationships. And everybody goes into a draw for a beautiful glass sex toy courtesy of Dream Toys Glassworks. So in our theme of love, let's talk about this new project, a new documentary on love. Not just sex, but on love and the meaning of love and everything that has to do with love. So we have invited the director, Rick Béchard. Am I pronouncing your last
name
properly?
Okay. That's correct. Yeah.
So Rick joins us from Lucid Production. He created this piece of work. If you should go check it out. You check out the website. It's lovesjourney.us. I guess instead of .ca, right?
That's right.
Canada,
yeah.
U.S.,
mm-hmm.
You're from Plattsburgh. Okay, I get it now. So www.lovesjourney.us, and you can get a clip. I saw the clip, and I said, oh, yeah, we got to have this guy on the program. So tell us, how did this whole project come to be? I mean, you're a filmmaker, right? This is who
I make documentaries, and I want to do something that was interesting. As I said to you earlier, this is not a new topic, but we're saying something different about the issue. And that's what I think makes this project really special. People watch it. It's like a book. You mentioned books.
Right.
Except it's a book you listen to, and you hear, and you watch other people speaking. And that makes it exciting, because a lot of people can relate to it in that way.
Right. You interview couples. Like, how is this? Tell us a little bit.
What we did is we interviewed what we considered authorities. We interviewed a sexologist.
Mm-hmm.
We interviewed a renowned psychotherapist out of California. And we brought in the Catholic Church because we knew that theology would play a part in the discussion of what love is.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we interviewed regular people on the street to get, you know, what's happening on the street and their perspectives. And once we did that, we were able to draw some, I think, very interesting conclusions that I was personally comfortable with.
Okay. Now, is this a religious thing? Was that the main focus of it? Like, how? Yeah. Tell me about that.
No, I don't think it was. I consider it religious.
Okay.
But I think, you know, when you talk about love, you have to cover all the areas, and that included passion, psychology, theology, spirituality, and even issues like marriage and sexuality.
Okay.
And because those discussions really bring you to a conclusion of what love isn't. And to the extent
I like that, what love isn't rather than right. What love
exactly.
is. And
right.
That's a struggle that people have often, because they will often ask, I don't know what love is, but let's look at what love isn't, is often where I bring them to, you know, when they're describing, let's say, a situation that they're in and looking at that, that's not love, you know, that's not love, you
that's
know.
Right. That's
so,
right. Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to tease out what it is and what it isn't.
It is. And I think... you know, this is an age-old question, and there really are no words to understand what love is. But I think when people do experience reflections of love in this world, and that really, you can use words to describe what that would be, and that really comes down to words like no judgment. You know, people talk about unconditional love, and it's hard to do that as peoples with egos.
You can't really do that in a couple. You know, every... love does have conditions. You hit me, it's going to be hard for me to accept your love.
That's
or
right.
You know, so love does have certain conditions, except for love for your children, which
right.
is a little different.
Well, love in the world has conditions. You're absolutely right.
Right.
But if you think about God, in any context you would understand God as, God wouldn't have conditions. He's going to love you regardless of who you are.
Well, I think that's people's connection with religion, is that
that's
they
right.
can feel that unconditional love, but that's not the reality in relationships.
Not in the world, no, because we come into our relationships with our ego. And most people get involved with love because they want something. They're trying to get something, trying to feel better about themselves. You're going to satisfy my needs sexually or emotionally. And love, that's a control. That's really loving to get. And that's not what love is.
Hmm.
And so you really have to begin to learn who you are. And to that extent, then you can join with someone and have a passionate, loving relationship whereby people are free. In a sense that
they have to feel free. Like,
yeah.
They have to feel like they are their own person, that they're not looking for someone else to fulfill the other half, like to...
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And it's hard. You don't do it perfectly. I don't think, you know, I mean, I think you can enjoy Valentine's Day. You can enjoy passion. But you have to understand that oftentimes these feelings of high we get are really our egos being satisfied. And it doesn't last. And people are confused. Well, I was in love. Where did it go? Mm-hmm. Well, and I hate to tell them. It probably wasn't love in the first place.
Well, it was lust, actually.
Right.
I'm giving the same speech all the time there, Rick. Rick's project, the film, is called Love's Journey. There's a website you can check it out, lovesjourney.us. So these couples you interviewed, tell me about, is this what it is? Like, there's lots of different couples being interviewed throughout this?
There were a lot.
Like, did you follow?
We wanted to get some single people.
Mm-hmm.
We had a gay couple, a heterosexual couple, to show that love isn't limited by form. And the struggles that everybody has, even though they look different in form, the underlying content of the struggle that people have is the same.
Mm.
And that's the difficulty of people to understand. Why is this so complicated? And it mostly becomes complicated because we want love to be a certain way. We don't trust the fact that if I let you be who you are, you'll leave me.
Mm.
And so that's why the psychology.
That's very powerful, yeah.
That's why the psychology of this came in. And then if you're going to discuss psychology, you have to take it to the next level, which would be the mind, which leads you to spirituality. And so in the end, the title of the movie, Love's Journey, is that our relationships really end up being a tool that we use to help us understand who we really are.
Right.
And
that's
because
true.
People push our buttons, we don't understand, we ask questions, and it's in the asking that the answers come, but it's a lifelong process.
You're absolutely, it's beautiful what you're saying. You're absolutely right. And love is really, when we talk about loving someone, like mind, body, and soul.
That's right.
That's where all those elements come together. But you really have to have an understanding of yourself, your triggers, your issues, and sometimes I notice that people who go through a therapeutic process, for example, where they do that soul searching, self examination, end up in such a better place later. They come back to say, now I found love.
That's right.
You know, after they've gone through all that and have understood their patterns and have realized, my goodness, what have I been doing all this time?
That's right.
And they really get that understanding. So that's great. So if people want to see the film, which was in a film festival in the States, right?
That's right. And it's called the Black Swamp Film Festival. Mm-hmm. It was in there. We've entered a few more, and they're over the period of a year.
Okay.
And eventually, you know, maybe it'll be broadcast. I never really know where these things go. We're, myself and the producers, other producers, were very pleased with what we're saying. And that, for me, was paramount. I mean,
right.
I don't know.
The message came out loud and clear is what you're
really
saying.
But that's what I was passionate about. That,
right.
Hey, this is exciting. Now I know I'm responsible for my feelings.
Right.
And that allows me to really love everybody in my life to the extent that I can get myself out of the way.
Wow. Love's Journey. Rick will hang out with us for a little bit longer, and we'll take some of your calls. If you have questions for Rick, of course, you can give us a call here, 514-790-0991. I'm Dr. Lori Battito, and you're listening to Passion on CJD 800.
You're listening to an Astral Media radio station.
Yes, it's all about love. Love, love, love. Love's Journey is a new documentary. You can check it out, lovesjourney.us. It really looks at the different viewpoints on love and explores the different facets of love, what love is, what love isn't. And we have Rick, who's Rick Béchard is the producer, the director of this film. You can go have a look at it. Just go to the website and you can see at least a trailer. Let's hear from Anthony. Hi, Anthony. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Dr. Lori.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure speaking to you.
Yes. You're talking about the movie tonight.
Yeah.
And I'd like to know, you said .com. Is there going to be playing in a theater anywhere, or... to rent it? Can you
That's a good question. How people want to see this or are interested in this, what can they do?
Right now, it only was released in June, so we go through the process of film festivals to get some excitement about it, and then maybe it'll be picked up and possibly broadcast. For now, though, a person can pick it up by going to the website and to buy a copy, no different than you would buy a book. And it's .us and not .com, but that's what we're doing. But
So you can actually buy a copy.
That sounds very, very good.
Yeah, lovesjourney.us. And Anthony, how about a gift certificate for Gourmet Privilège? You like chocolate? You like pastries?
Very, 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 very much.
I somehow knew you would. So I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to give you a $20 gift certificate, all right?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go away. So tell me about, this is called Love's Journey, but I suspect this is your own journey along the way, right? This is something that you obviously, you developed a great interest from a personal perspective.
That's right.
So tell me about how that led you to this.
Well, I think, you know, everybody struggles with relationships. I mean, they're complicated. They can be painful. They're not always what we want them to be. And I'm no different than that. And I had to understand why, you know, when you love somebody, why is it so complicated? Is that what love is? And that was really the spark for me. And that really started 20 years ago to say, okay, I must be looking at this the wrong way. I mean, or looking at the person or people in my life. I mean, we're talking about lovers for Valentine's, but this could be our parents, our friends.
Sure.
I mean, love isn't limited to just one specific person.
Right.
And so I wanted to understand. So I like to tell people it was 20 years to think about this and 2 years to produce a documentary.
Many years to think about this. Well, it's interesting when you start, you know, asking yourself the questions, which are hard for a lot of people to ask themselves those questions, because we see, you know, I think if we all stopped, we would see the patterns in our lives. We would see that, wait a second, why am I, it's not bad luck. Like some people will say, oh, I've had such crappy luck with relationships, but it's not about luck now, is it?
No, it's not. We're usually the common denominator. I think, you know, what happens is after several relationships, we begin to realize that the way that I do this is not working. Now, we may not know how to do it, but that's an important position to be in. That's the shift. The rest of our life is figuring out how it's done. And what we ultimately learn is the way that it's done is that we have to work on ourselves. We have to love ourselves. And I don't want to tell anybody how to do that. That's something they're going to learn. But we all have a good reason to love ourselves.
Yes.
And once we do, then we can love everybody in our life and without the rules, without the necessary, like, you need to be a certain way.
Right. And I find that, which happens a lot, is within couples, there's such a pull, push-pull. You try to make the other person be more like you or, you know, when in fact we all look at things, we all have our own perceptions. We can all look at the same thing. Look, both of us can look at this clock. I can describe it one way. You're going to describe it a whole other way.
That's right.
It's the same clock.
Right.
It's the same object, but we look at it very differently. And I think we often don't have that acceptance of each other's different perceptions.
We do
this tug of war, right?
Well, yes. And tug of war comes, as you're saying, is because we've already attached a meaning that it's important for me that you like the clock the way I want you to like it, because that's going to represent that you care. The minute you have a different opinion, I can be threatened by that. You see, so we're always trying to have an environment of what I think you need to be for me to feel safe and loved. We can't control traffic jams, we can't control cancer, and we can't control the people in our lives. All we can control is how we react to those things.
You're a very wise man, Sharon, I have to say.
Well, you know, on paper, this is good. I'm not perfect at it. I can still be as jealous as anybody else, but now I know I'm responsible for my feelings, and that's a big difference.
Right. Well, I mean, you certainly talk a good game. And what's fun is that you talk a good game, but you documented it, you know, and you went out looking for people who could express all the things that you wanted, that you saw and that you wanted to
we did,
to have
we did.
To show.
We did. We had some very, you know, good people. And I think everybody who was part of it is great. I particularly liked the psychotherapist from California, Dr. Kenneth Wapnick. He really was my closer. I mean, the way he would put things were really incredible. And I think when people see this, there's no question, everybody who's seen it, watch it 3-4 times. It's something you should have in your library. I'm not trying to push sales, but it's way too content
rich. I have it.
It's too content rich. You're going to hear things. Unless you hit pause, you need to digest what you just heard because you go, wow. And it's powerful. And in that sense, I'm proud of it.
Right. And I think a lot of people will, I mean, I think everybody really can relate to the journey of love.
They can.
Most
because
people have gone through it, right?
Yeah. Well, and we'll all continue to go through it.
Right.
This lifetime or another, whatever philosophical belief you have about existence.
Right.
And the journey, again, is about undoing the way we think about it. And it's hard to do because we don't trust that. And that's why things are so complicated.
Right.
But the pain of doing it our way eventually says, okay, I can't do this anymore. It's too much work.
It's you're right. Love should not be so complicated.
Right.
It really, when you have all those complications, that's when you really have to ask yourself a lot of questions. Yep. Well, I want to wish you luck with it. That's
Thank you very much.
It's a great piece of work, and you know, I hope you win major prizes.
Well, you know,
I mean,
Having people react to it, not because I'm trying to change somebody's mind, but it helps me to realize, you know what? I think that we've said something valuable, and that's all I can ask for. I mean, it's not
you
about
did.
The money.
No, well, no. This kind of work is never about
right.
the money, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah.
But at least you're getting your message out there, and I'm really, it's a good message.
And I want to share
it's
it.
A good message.
I want to share it, yeah.
Well, good for
thank
you.
Thank you very much for having me
Well,
on.
Thank you. Rich Béchard, you can check it out, lovesjourney.us, lovesjourney.us. You're listening to Passion on Montreal's News Talk Leaders, CJD 800.
Now's your chance to finally get your hands on Alouette season tickets. Your Grey Cup champs have 500 seats available now. Now in the new bronze section, become an Alouette season ticket holder for as little as $29 per game. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for these brand new seats.
Riverside School.